One of the medics ran a 10-centimeter needle into Mary Gay's thigh and started giving her whole blood from a plastic bag.
"Sorry, I'm late," Doc Wilson said tiredly. "Business is booming. What did you say about the suit?"
"She had two minor injuries before. Suit doesn't fit quite right, creases up under pressure."
He nodded absently, checking her blood pressure.
Anybody give..."
Somebody handed him a paper towel dripping water.
Give her any medication?"
"One ampule of no shock." He wadded the paper towel up loosely and put it in Mary Gay's hand.
"What's her name?"
I told him.
"Mary Gay, we can't give you a drink of water, but you can suck on this. Now, I'm going to shine a bright light in your eye."
While he was looking through her pupil with a metal tube, he said,
"Temperature?"
And one of the medics read a number from a digital readout box and withdrew a probe.
"Past blood?"
"Yes, some." He put his hand lightly on the pressure bandage.
"Mary Gay, can you roll over a little on your right side?"
"Yes," she said slowly and put her elbow down for leverage.
"No,"
she said and started crying.
Now,
he said absently and pushed up on her hip just enough to be able to see her back.
"Only the one wound," he muttered. "Hell of a lot of blood."
He pressed the side of his ring twice and shook it by his ear.
"Anybody up in the shop?"
"Harrison, unless he's on a call."
A woman walked up, and at first I didn't recognize her. Pale and disheveled, blood-stained tunic. It was Estelle Harmony. Doc Wilson looked up.
"Any new customers, Dr. Harmony?"
"No," she said dully. "The maintenance man was a double traumatic amputation, only lived a few minutes. We're keeping him running for transplants."
"All those others?"
"Explosive decompression." She sniffed.
"Anything I can do here?"
"Yeah, just a minute." He tried his ring again.
"God damn it, you don't know where Harrison is?"
"No, well, maybe he might be in Surgery B if there was trouble with the cadaver maintenance. Think I set it up all right, though."
"Yeah, well, hell, you know how."
"Mark,"
said the medic with the blood bag.
"One more half-liter femoral,"
Doc Wilson said.
"Estelle, you mind taking over for one of the medics here, prepare this gal for surgery?"
"No, keep me busy,"